Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and praise the Lord, everyone. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. So delighted this morning to be back on our radio broadcast for our Saturday morning prayer hour with our prophetess praying this morning for your knees, Prophetess Martin. I just give God all the praise and the glory. We're going to have Prophetess Martin now. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. I was brought up by reading the scripture. And I will be coming from Psalms 95.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. I have just mentioned Psalm 95, the entire chapter. Okay. Most gracious and everlasting Father, Lord God, I come to you right now just thanking you, Father, for another day. Father, I pray that you let me decrease and you increase. In Jesus' name, pray that you forgive me for every known and unknown sin I've committed in my life. And cleanse me with the blood of Jesus, Father. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do we have any prayer requests?
You can pray for the Cunningham family in the hall of bereavement. And you can pray for Granddaddy, Apostle Dean.
Okay.
I would like a prayer request also.
Okay. I'm sorry, who was I just speaking with?
Prophet
Brown.
Okay. What was your prayer request?
Just a general prayer.
Okay. Okay. Most gracious and everlasting Father, Lord God, we come to you as humble as we know how, Father God, asking that you please forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed in our lives, and cleanse us with the blood of Jesus. Father, if we hurt or offended you or Jesus or the Holy Spirit in any kind of way, God, please forgive us, Father. And, Father, please forgive us for taking things for granted, Lord.
Yes, God.
Father God, I pray that I thank you for everything that you have done for us, God. I thank you, God. Thank you for breath in our body. Thank you for a roof over our head. Thank you for transportation.
Yes,
thank you for food in our house. Thank you for water. Thank you for electricity.
Yes.
Father, I just thank you, God, because we take so much stuff for granted and we don't realize the things that we think we need. And I just thank you, God, for everything that you have provided for me, everything that you have done for us and our families, God. Thank you for looking out for us, Father God. Even when we forget to pray, God, you still watch over us, Father God. And I just thank you, God. Father God, I invite you in. I invite you in, Holy Spirit, to come in and take over this radio broadcast, to take over our lives, Father God, and do whatever you see fit, Father God. And I come to you right now binding up the strong man.
Yes, God.
And I plead the blood of Jesus against them. And I cast them out right now, and I command him to go. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. I bind up every witch. I bind up every demon. I bind up every wizard. I bind up every warlock. I bind up every psychic. I bind up every incubus and succubus. I bind up every marriage-breaking spirit. I bind up the spirit of confusion. In Jesus' name, I pray, God, and I plead the blood of Jesus against everything, everything.
Yes.
I plead the blood of Jesus against everything that's not like you, God.
Mm-hmm.
And I cast them out, and I command them to go, especially from our lives and from this broadcast. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray.
Yes.
Father, we just thank you, God, and we love you so much, God.
Yes, God.
Father God, I pray that you please bless those that don't have. Bless the sick and the shut in. Bless the homeless. Bless the people that sleeping on the street, God. Bless them, God. Have your way in their lives, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Father God, then I pray that you move into the hospitals, Father God. Go to the NICUs and the ICUs and just begin to heal your people, Father God. Touch their bodies, Father God. Some people might be asking for another chance, God. And I pray that you just begin to let your will be done in their lives, Father God.
Yeah.
Father God, I bind up every incubus and succubus that's attacking these children, Father God. I pray that you begin to kill them all dead, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. I pray that you please protect our babies, God. Send your angels to watch over them, God, especially the ones that don't have nobody to pray for them, God. Watch over them, Lord, God. I pray that you set whatever child that family, I pray that you set them free, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Protect our babies, God. Cover them with the blood of Jesus, every last one of them. And encamp your angels all around the bottom to protect them. In Jesus' name, I pray. Father God, I pray that you cover our home, cover our vehicle. With the blood of Jesus. And encamp your angels all around about them, God, to protect them. Cover us as we go out. In Jesus' name I pray. Father God, I pray that you move in the shelters, Lord God. I pray that you bless the people that's sleeping in the shelters, especially the mothers and the children, God. Please bless them.
God.
Have your way in their life, God. I pray for all the unsaved, God. I pray that you just bless them to find a way to get to you, Lord God.
God.
I pray for miracles. Signs and wonders, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray.
Yes.
Father God, and I pray for the Cunningham family. I pray that you mend every broken heart, Father God.
Yes.
I pray that you just move in their lives and touch their hearts, God. Let them know it's going to be all right, Father God.
Yes, God.
He's in a better place, God. And I thank you, God, for the life he had on this earth.
Yes, God.
Thank you for the time you did bless us with him. Thank you for letting us be able to enjoy him while he was here, God.
Yes,
and
God.
We just thank you, God. So I pray that you begin to just heal and mend, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. Father, I pray for my granddad. I pray that you touch him from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, Father God. I pray that you heal his body, God. Such as mine, such as hope. In Jesus' name, I pray, cover him with the blood of Jesus, Father God. Father God, and I pray for Dr. Brown. I pray that you bless her and her family, Father God. Cover her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Father God.
Yes, God.
Father, I pray that you just love on her, God.
Yes, Jesus.
Let her know everything that she's going through, you got her, God.
Yes.
In Jesus' name I pray. Father, I thank you for her as well. She is so sweet, God. And I pray that you bless her and her family, God.
Yes.
And your angels to watch over her.
Yes.
Cover her with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. God, I thank you. I thank you for who you are, God. I thank you for being so good to us. Father God, we go through some things, and sometimes we don't understand, God. But we trust you, God.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you for trials and tribulations.
Yes,
thank you for your teaching, God. I thank you, God. These are all the things I ask. In your son Jesus' name, I pray, God. I thank you, and I love you so much.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Are you finished?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we just give God all the praise and glory this morning. And we thank and praise God for Prophetess Martin this morning. It's almost sometimes bad on Saturday because people don't want to get up and want to do what they're supposed to do. But we can't worry about who on this radio broadcast and who's not. We got to just pray like God told us to pray. And we can't worry about who not on or who on. But I just thank God for your obedience. You have to always find time for God. I don't care how early it is. I don't care how late it is. You know, when it's time to go to the throne room of grace, you got to go in there and you got to do what the Lord called you to do. So I'm going to pray for Prophetess Martin this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, I come this morning bringing your prophetess before you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you this morning for her obedience, Lord. And we thank you this morning, God, for her commitment, God. And we thank you this morning, God, for her tenacity this morning, God. We thank you this morning, God, for her will, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, just strengthen her right now in every area of her life. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, God, to touch her right now, God, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you and I ask you to let her know that every time she's obedient, God move by his power over her life, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to move on every situation and every circumstance in her life today, God. In the name of Jesus, let her know that she's not going through what she's going through for nothing, God. In the name of Jesus, because you're God, and God all by yourself, and you can do anything but fail. In the name of Jesus, God, give us new mercy every day. And I thank him, God. Thank you for this, the woman of God, new mercy every day. I ask you to cover this morning, Brother Martin, and cover Emmanuel, Ezekiel, and King, and Kino, and JJ. Just cover them right now in the blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, let her know that that you have to be always first in her life. Everything comes after you, including Brother Martin. Everything comes after you. In the name of Jesus, just bless her. Bless her for her obedience, God. Give her what she's standing in need of today. Just give her the little bit, God. Just give her a little bit of that mercy and a little bit of that grace so she can see how you move. You're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. If you say you're going to do it, you're going to do it. Lord, I ask you today to move by your power in her life right now. Move in the name of Jesus. Move, Lord. Do it today. Cover her home.
Yes.
Cover their vehicles.
Yes.
Cover everyone that's dear to this woman of God. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. And I ask you to just keep strengthening her, keep encouraging her, keep encouraging her in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
So let it be. Well, we thank you, Prophetess Martin, for your prayers. And let me tell you something. I don't care which way things look. You keep looking to Jesus. Keep looking to the hills, which cometh your help. All of your help comes from God. Don't worry about man and what he can do, but what God's going to do. What God's going to do. So you stay encouraged in the Lord. And this prayer is a prayer for all of us on Saturday. But first of all, it go to us first. If these things come, go to us first. Then it go out. So these prayers is to you and your family first. Then it goes out. So you just stay encouraged in God. And you just be blessed. And Father, I just close this prayer in this program this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, and just cover everyone this morning that's under the sound of my voice, every member of the End Time Men and Women of War, Life Support Outreach Ministry, and the prayer room, just cover every one of them in Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. So you all have a blessed rest of your day. God bless you, and stay encouraged, Prophet.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Amen. God bless you all. Y'all have a good day. Amen.
Amen. God bless.